Any historical evidence?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think there's plenty of historical evidence that the, yeah, from the Egyptian history on back, absolutely. I don't think there's doubt about that. Now, we could find you what that is. I can't recall it off my head by any stretch of the imagination, but I will certainly tell you there's plenty of history that would document that. And by the way, one thing very interesting of being a Jewish person, when I hear somebody say they're Jewish, I think, woo, that's cool. In this regard, you're part of the very people that God used to demonstrate his great love. And Jewish people, by the way, were not favorite people. It wasn't that Jewish people were just better people or prettier people or sweeter people. It wasn't that at all. God chose to be the favored people. In other words, he showed favor to them for one purpose, and that was to model his love to the rest of the world. And a lot of people think, I talk to Jewish people that say, my people just don't believe in Jesus. I've often asked many Jewish people, you know, why don't you believe that Jesus was the Messiah? He was Jewish, and he claimed to be. On what basis do you not? And my answer that I typically hear, not every answer, but my typical answer is, I don't know, that's just what my people believe. But, you know, there is a whole movement today in the Jewish world of what's called Messianic Jews, or completed Jews, who do believe that Jesus is Messiah, and they keep all their Jewish heritage. They don't throw it away and become as if they were a Gentile. They don't need to do that. There's so much beauty, oh, so much wonder and splendor in the Jewish culture, and they're finding out, hey, I can be a completed Jew or a Messianic Jew and still keep all the beauty of my past there. So that's a great question.